Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 68, The History of the Roman Empire. The history of the Roman Empire is one of the most remarkable narratives in human civilization, charting the rise, dominance, and eventual decline of one of history's greatest powers. From its modest beginnings as a city-state to its transformation into an empire that spanned 3 continents, Rome's story is one of ambition, innovation, and enduring influence. Rome began as a small settlement on the banks of the River Tiber, traditionally dated to 753 BCE. According to legend, it was founded by Romulus, the survivor of a fraternal struggle with his brother, Remus. While the myth is captivating, the reality is that early Rome was a modest community of farmers and traders, surrounded by powerful neighbors like the Etruscans to the north and the Greeks to the south. Over time, Rome grew into a republic in 509 BCE when the monarchy was overthrown, and power was vested in elected officials and a complex system of checks and balances. This republican model allowed Rome to expand its influence gradually through diplomacy, trade, and military conquest. The Roman Republic was characterized by its emphasis on civic duty, legal frameworks, and an unyielding military. The legions of Rome were highly disciplined and innovative, allowing the Republic to dominate the Italian peninsula by the 3rd century BCE. Rome's ambition soon brought it into conflict with Carthage, a powerful city-state in North Africa. The Punic Wars, fought over more than a century, tested Rome's resolve and adaptability. The decisive victory in the Third Punic War, 149-146 BCE, resulted in the destruction of Carthage and solidified Rome's control over the western Mediterranean. The Republic's success, however, came at a cost. The influx of wealth and slaves from conquered territories disrupted Rome's traditional social and economic structures, leading to growing inequality and internal unrest. The late Republican period saw the rise of powerful generals such as Julius Caesar, Pompey, and Crassus, whose personal ambitions often clashed with the ideals of the Republic. Caesar's crossing of the Rubicon in 49 BCE, a deliberate challenge to the Senate's authority, marked the beginning of the end for the Republic. His assassination in 44 BCE, intended to restore republican governance, instead plunged Rome into further chaos. The transformation from republic to empire was completed under Augustus, the adopted son of Julius Caesar. After defeating Mark Antony and Cleopatra in 31 BCE, Augustus consolidated power and declared himself the first emperor of Rome. His reign, from 27 BCE to 14 CE, ushered in the Pax Romana, a period of relative peace and stability that lasted for more than 2 centuries. Augustus reformed the military, established efficient administrative systems, and undertook vast building projects, leaving a legacy of prosperity and order. The Roman Empire reached its zenith during the 2nd century CE under the so-called 5 Good Emperors, including Trajan and Hadrian. Trajan expanded the empire to its greatest territorial extent, stretching from Britain in the west to Mesopotamia in the east, encompassing regions as diverse as North Africa, Gaul, and the Balkans. Hadrian, in contrast, focused on consolidation, fortifying borders with structures like Hadrian's Wall in northern Britain. This period saw the flourishing of Roman culture, law, and infrastructure, with monumental achievements such as the Colosseum and the aqueducts, symbolizing the empire's might and ingenuity. Despite its grandeur, the empire was not without its challenges. The 3rd century CE was marked by political instability, economic decline, and external pressures. The empire suffered from frequent changes in leadership, with emperors often overthrown by their own troops. Meanwhile, invasions by Germanic tribes and other groups tested the empire's defenses. The crisis of the 3rd century saw the empire nearly collapse under the weight of these combined pressures. Reforms by emperors such as Diocletian and Constantine the Great in the late 3rd and early 4th centuries temporarily stabilized the empire. Diocletian divided the empire into eastern and western halves to improve governance, while Constantine embraced Christianity, making it the empire's favored religion and transforming the cultural and religious landscape of the ancient world. Constantine also founded Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul, as a new capital for the eastern half of the empire, which would later become a center of Byzantine power. The decline of the Western Roman Empire was a gradual process, influenced by both internal weaknesses and external threats. Corruption, economic stagnation, and over-reliance on mercenary forces eroded the empire's resilience. Meanwhile, waves of invasions by groups such as the Visigoths, Vandals, and Huns further destabilized the western provinces. The sack of Rome by the Visigoths in 410 CE and the deposition of the last Western emperor, Romulus Augustulus, in 476 CE, marked the symbolic end of the Western Roman Empire. However, the Eastern Roman Empire, known as the Byzantine Empire, endured for nearly another 1,000 years, preserving many aspects of Roman culture and governance. The legacy of the Roman Empire is vast and enduring. Its legal systems, architectural innovations, and cultural achievements have profoundly influenced the development of Western civilization. Roman law became the foundation for many legal systems around the world, while Roman engineering, seen in aqueducts, roads, and amphitheaters, remains a testament to their ingenuity. Latin, the language of Rome, evolved into the Romance languages and continues to shape modern vocabularies. The fall of the Roman Empire did not erase its influence. Instead, it transformed into a foundation upon which later societies built. The Holy Roman Empire, the Renaissance, and even modern democratic ideals all drew inspiration from Rome's legacy. The empire's history serves as a reminder of the complexities of power, the inevitability of change, and the enduring impact of human ambition and creativity. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute Podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.